RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present your program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus for Ukraine, Headline Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Embassy in Morocco held the Indonesian Food Festival. Indonesian government to build 500-meter-long breakwater in Kupang. Community leaders waiting for visit by President Joko Widodo to Wakatobi. Now the news in detail. Deputy Chairman of Indonesian Press Council Ahmad Johar on the commemoration of World Press Freedom Day at Indonesian Press Council building in Jakarta Tuesday said press has become an instrument for disseminating information for people. Therefore, press plays an important role to develop the people's knowledge. He said the freedom of press must be voiced continuously because the dissemination of information by press must be conducted without threat.
Untuk menopang keberhasilan pembangunan manusia,
to sustain the success of human development, the right to information and the press freedom must be held simultaneously, free from pressure or threat. Democracy without freedom of information dissemination is impossible. Furthermore, Ahmad Johar also said the press as one of the pillars of democracy must be maintained free. However, freedom of expression by media must bear journalistic values. Director General of Public Information and Communication Information and Communication Ministry, Rosarita Niken Widyastuti, on the commemoration of World Press Freedom Day at the Indonesian Press Council building in Jakarta Tuesday said, media plays an important role in increasing national economy. Media is also expected to give education as the manifestation of national development.
In the context of Indonesia, we view media content important to be emphasized in the framework of developing the nations. Pride are those containing the theme of social gap reduction, poverty eradication, and social conflict resolution. The availability of press media content with the set theme is expected to educate people so that they have the awareness, understanding, and involvement in developing the nation as the manifestation of informed society.
Rosarita Niken Widyastuti also appreciated the role of media, which bring forward social, national, and state interests. It has also developed the economic and business interest, as well as social and political interest in Indonesia. The Indonesian Embassy in Rabat, Morocco, is holding an Indonesian food festival throughout May 2016. The festival is held in cooperation with Restoran Naga, a local restaurant in Morocco that serves Asian food. Rami Karim, the embassy's political, information, social, and cultural attaché, as quoted from Antara News Agency, said Wednesday, May 4, 2016, that Restoran Naga is one of the most popular Asian food restaurants in Morocco. The festival's opening event was enlivened with artists performing Indonesian dances, including the Mas dance, the Buju dance, and Legong dance. In his opening speech, Sharif Samsuri, ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to Morocco, accredited to the Islamic Republic of Mauritania, said that the festival is held to promote Indonesia to the Moroccan people. The Public Works and Housing Minister has agreed to build 500-meter-long breakwater along the beach of Namosasin in the sub-district of Alak in the city of Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara. Kupang Mayor Jonas Salian said that the minister agreed to build the breakwater after inspecting the location in the beach, which has been developed as a tourist destination in that area. He added that the breakwater is important for the security of the local people and tourists visiting that area. According to the mayor, Kupang City Administration already built a 200-meter-long breakwater in that location, but the beach area needs longer breakwater to prevent abrasion and protect the people living along the beach area when the tide is high. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Commission 5 of the House of Representatives, Fari Jemi Francis, during his recent visit to Kupang, also expressed support for the construction of a number of public work projects in that area, including breakwater. A Wakatobi community leader has expressed strong hope that President Joko Widodo would reschedule his plan to visit Wakatobi in Southeast Sulawesi after cancellation of earlier plan to visit to that area to launch the National Development Program for the country's 10 main tourist destinations. Andy Hassan, Wakatobi community leader, said on Wednesday that Jokowi's visit would have put Wakatobi in the limelight, showing to the world the natural riches of Wakatobi, especially its undersea beauty, that would attract more tourists to that location. Therefore, he added that the people in Wakatobi have much hope that the president would reschedule his visit to Wakatobi. The visit by the president to Wakatobi would give new spirit to the people to continue to preserve its natural wealth. President Joko Widodo was to visit Wakatobi on May 1, 2016 to commission the new terminal of the Matahora Airport, but on the same day, the president had to attend to a more important state duty. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government claimed that recently issued deregulation policy packages have resulted in positive effects on investments realization in Indonesia. During the first quarter of 2016, the government recorded a total of 146.5 trillion rupiah or investment realization. According to Franky Sibarani, the chairman of the Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, BKBM, investment realization increased by 17.6% compared to the 124.6 trillion rupiah recorded in the previous period. The increasing investment managed to absorb 327,000 laborers. According to him, the government has strong commitment in maintaining and improving good investment climate, for example, by providing deregulation package. President Joko Widodo is certain that increasing investment value is the result of several policy packages recently issued by the government. The last item: as many as 850,605 passengers are expected to crowd International Soekarno-Hatta Airport during long holiday this weekend, May 4th to 5th, 2016. The number is up by about 41% compared to regular days. PT Angkasa Pura II President Director Budi Karya Sumadi said in a press release in Jakarta Tuesday, May 3, 2016, that the number of flights is predicted to also be up by 33% compared to normal days. Angkasa Pura II has called on airline passengers to ride on public transportation heading in and out of the International Airport Soekarno-Hatta to avoid traffic jam due to the crowd of private vehicles on the road. There are many modes of transportation at the airport that will serve the passengers to various destinations in Jabodetabek area, such as 3,800 units of regular taxi, 1,300 units of executive taxi, and around 270 units of bus. According to Budi, the International Soekarno-Hatta Airport has also been operating a customer service center since September last year, which will help accommodate the needs and complaints of the public at the airport. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian Embassy in Morocco held Indonesian Food Festival, Indonesian government to build 500-meter-long breakwater in Kupang. Community leaders waiting for visit by President Joko Widodo to Wakatobi. That was the news.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to commentary for today entitling Crisis in Venezuela. The fall of world oil prices not only has compelled Saudi Arabia create a new vision for the country to no longer depend on oil, but also made Venezuela plunge into crisis. In a statement at the beginning of 2016, the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, acknowledged that his country's economy was in crisis. Oil prices touched $33 a barrel, the lowest price in the last decade. At least according to President Maduro, it should be at $111 to achieve a price corresponding to the production costs incurred by oil companies. The low oil prices has made inflation in the oil-rich country increased sharply. A central bank reported estimates that Venezuela's inflation rate has reached 270%. According to an economist, Orlando Ochoa, Venezuela is in the process of hyperinflation. To overcome the fiscal deficit by printing money, only resulting in foreign exchange reserve drawback. It all happened because of Venezuela's main source of income is oil, has fallen in value. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, seems consistent with Orlando Ochoa. IMF has reminded the world about the government of Venezuela's dependence on oil commodities. According to IMF forecast, the country's economy will drop to 8% and the inflation rate soars to 700%. In the midst of the crisis, the government of President Maduro raised civil service salaries by at least 30%. The policy is to offset the rise in inflation. The increase has been in effect since the International Workers' Day, May 1st. Strangely, though the salary was raised, President Maduro cut civil servants' working hours from 5 working days to just 2 days of work per week, but received a full salary. This is done to conserve electricity usage in the office environment. Austerity policies was even accompanied by a power outage for 4 hours in some states. The power crisis occurred after the country was hit by the severe drought, which caused water shortage, the main source of hydroelectric plant supply. Hydropower accounts for 2/3 of electrical energy in Venezuela. President Nicolas Maduro continued the leadership of President Hugo Chavez, who died in 2013. The country's opposition has strongly criticized the policies of President Maduro in the matter of granting full salaries to civil servants, although only worked 2 days, and the discriminatory blackouts policies. The crisis occurred because employers consider Maduro is unable to control the Venezuelan economy. There is an important lesson from the crisis that hit Venezuela. A country should not rely on one primary source of foreign exchange, such as crude oil, as well as on the main source of energy, like hydroelectric. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event on May 4, 1945. Nazi was disbanded. On May 4, 1945, the Germany Nationalist Socialist Party, or Nazi, was officially dissolved. The party came to power in Germany in 1932 and implemented the dictatorship and abuse in government. The forerunner of the Nazi Party was the German Workers' Party. Shortly after Hitler joined the party in October 1920, it changed its name to the Nazi Party. In 1921, Hitler managed to take over the leadership in the Nazi Party due to the great ability of oration. Within a period of 3 years, Hitler was able to attract a membership of 6 million people to raise hyperinflation issues suffered by Germany and the fate of the labor class. After the defeat of Germany in the World War II, the Nazi Party was dissolved and declared as a prohibited organization. On May 4th is commemorated as the International Firefighters Day. Previously, Lieutenant of Volunteer and Firefighter in Victoria, Australia, Ed Monson, has proposed to recall 4 firefighters who were tragic while trying to extinguish a great fire in Lytton, Australia on December 2, 1998. The proposal to acquire the symbol that internationally recognized sent via email to the entire world on January 4, 1999. After receiving input from many people around the world, Then May the 4th was elected as the International Firefighters Day. Today is the time for citizens of the world to reward the sacrifices of firefighters who have saved people and the environment. In the day, it is usually awarded achievement to former firefighters who has provided contributions for the community. We conclude today's segment of Today in History with earthquake tragedy in Bangkai Islands on May 4, 2000. The earthquake was a series of earthquakes that occurred off the coast of Bangkai Islands, Central Sulawesi, Indonesia. The earthquake occurred on May 4, 2000, with the strength of 6.5 or 6.5 on the Richter scale. The quake killed at least 54 people and damaging at least 23,000 homes along the 3-meter tsunami waves. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome to Voice Green. Today, we'll take you to talk about Bali government preserving the rare plantation. Listener, when you come to the office of the Environment Agency of Bali Province at Randon area, Denpasar, Bali, you will find a variety of rare trees. Actually, not only the office of the Environment Agency maintaining the rare plants. Compass Daily reported there are 32 executive unit offices of Bali Province, as well as other central and regional offices in Bali, conducting rare tree planting, greening, and waste processing. This activity has been going on for 6 months. Interestingly, the activity is also evaluated and contested. The assessment team come from the University of Udayana, non-governmental organizations, and rare plants communities. The office that become the winner is given the green flag in front of its entrance gate. A black flag is given for a bad score. Head of the Environment Agency of Bali Province, Suarjana, said this to Compass last April. The competition was held in the framework of the implementation of the Green Bali Province program. As the first step, the competition was held for the local government offices. If in a few months the office got bad rating, the governor will compose a letter that the office is considered to move. The purpose of the policy is to create a clean government in order to be a model for the surrounding community. Chatur Yuda Haryani, one of the judges of the Environmental Education Center, Bali, appreciates this competition program. According to him, the regional government of Bali is not only inviting people with the program, but also with internal actions. The assessment is not just a matter of waste process, but also the harmony of garden, the balance of building, cleanliness, creativity of processing waste, and its management. Green Bali Province Program continued with the readiness of offices and agencies in Bali to use zero electric energy. All electrical energy plans to use solar power as a source. The construction of panels assisted from the central government starting this year from the governor's office. It will continue next year to other government offices and the main temples. Listener, that was Voice Green. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news in brief. Deputy Chairman of Indonesian Press Council Ahmad Johar on the commemoration of World Press Freedom Day at Indonesian Press Council building in Jakarta Tuesday said, "Press has become an instrument for disseminating information for people. Director General of Public Information and Communication, Information and Communication Ministry, Rosari Tanikan Widyastuti, on the commemoration of World Press Freedom Day at the Indonesian Press Council building in Jakarta, said media plays an important role in increasing national economy. The Indonesian Embassy in Rabat, Morocco, is holding an Indonesian Food Festival throughout May 2016. The festival is held in cooperation with Restaurant Naga, a local restaurant in Morocco that serves Asian food. The Public Works and Housing Minister has agreed to build 500-meter-long brick wall along the beach of Namosasin in the sub-district of Alak in the city of Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara. Kupang Mayor Jonas Salian said that the minister agreed to build the breakwater after inspecting the location in the beach, which has been developed as a tourist destination in that area. Wakatobi community leader has expressed strong hope that President Joko Widodo would reschedule his plan to visit Wakatobi in Southeast Sulawesi after cancellation of earlier plan to visit to that area to launch the National Development Program for the country's 10 main tourist destinations. The Indonesian government claimed that recently issued deregulation policy packages have resulted in positive effects on investment realization in Indonesia. As many as 850,605 passengers are expected to crowd International Soekarno-Hatta Airport during long holiday this weekend, May 4 to 5, 2016. The number is up by about 41% compared to regular days. PT Angkasa Pura II President Director Budi Karya Sumadi said in a press release in Jakarta, said that the number of flights is predicted to also be up by 33% compared to normal days. That was news in brief.
See the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz or through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Kabuenga ritual in Southeast Sulawesi Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Wakatobi is one of regencies in Southeast Sulawesi with Wangi-Wangi or Wanchi as the capital city. Wakatobi is the abbreviation of Wangi-Wangi, Kalidupa, Tomia, and Binongko, which are names of big islands in the regency. This regency is known with the beauty of undersea. Snorkeling and diving become favorite activities of tourists. Besides tourism object, the interesting aspect of Wakatobi is culture and tradition. One of them is Kabuenga ritual. Listener, Kabuenga is a tradition from generation to generation which has been persisted since the Buton Kingdom period. Kabuenga means big swing. This swing can be seated by adult men and women. Local people believed that a pair of girl and boy who sits on the swing and swung will get married. Because of that, when people swing it, they pray and sing for the pair. Listener, according to the history, Kabuenga tradition is held because most of local young people are sailors, so they are difficult to socialize and to look for a pair. Because of that, Kabuenga tradition is an event to look for a pair. The tradition is begun when the girls who wear traditional clothes are guided by their mothers and go around the arena of Kabuenga tradition while singing Wakatobi traditional songs, namely Kandan Dio. Then the girls serve beverage in certain portion to the guest. Then the guests give money in envelope to the girls. After the procession is over, the young men give gifts to the girls who participated in Kabuenga tradition. Afterwards, parents of the men give money or food ingredients to one of the girls who became idol of the young man. It means the young man falls in love with the girl. listener, before the pair is swung, traditional leaders pray for them. The first traditional leaders pray good wishes and ask for blessing of gabuenga ritual to the creator, while the second traditional leader prays to avoid bad luck, begging to Allah in order to keep people out of danger. After praying, the traditional leaders ask the pair to sit down on gabuenga or swing, and then they are swung together. After the ritual is held, usually the young man proposes the girl and they are married. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening in. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Candi Borobudur, which in English means Borobudur Temple. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Candi Borobudur. Candi Borobudur, which means Borobudur Temple. Hendak pergi kemana? Hendak pergi kemana, which means where are you going? Hari ini. Hari ini, which means today. Sudah pernah mendengar. Sudah pernah mendengar, which means has ever heard. Tentang. Tentang, which means about. Di mana letaknya? Di mana letaknya, which means where is the location? Apakah jauh dari Jogja? Apakah jauh dari Jogja, which means is it far from Jogja? Letaknya sekitar. Letaknya sekitar, which means the location is about 40 km barat laut. 40 km barat laut, which means 40 km northwest. Tepatnya. Tepatnya, which means precisely. Berapa luas candi? Berapa luas candi, which means how is the area of the temple? Luasnya 2500 meter persegi. Luasnya 2500 meter persegi, which means the width is 2500 square meters. Candi Hindu atau Buddha. Candi Hindu atau Buddha, which means the temple of Hindus or Buddhas. Di dunia. Di dunia, which means in the world. Kapan candi didirikan? Kapan candi didirikan, which means when the temple was built. Dibangun pada tahun 750 dan 850 Masehi. Dibangun pada tahun 750 dan 850 Masehi, which means it was built in 750 and 850 AD. Terima kasih infonya. Terima kasih infonya, which means thank you for the information. Kapan kita ke sana? Kapan kita ke sana, which means then we'll go there. Jam 9. jam 9, which means 9 o'clock. Baiklah. Baiklah, which means all right. Now, listener, we give you an example of conversation entitled Candi Borobudur, or in English means Borobudur Temple. The conversation is between A. Andi and B. Danu. A. Andi, kita hendak pergi kemana hari ini, Danu? Kita hendak pergi kemana hari ini, Danu? Which means, where will we go today, Danu? B. Danu, ke Candi Borobudur. Apakah Anda sudah pernah mendengar tentang Borobudur, Andi? Apakah Anda sudah pernah mendengar tentang Borobudur, Andi? Which means, we are going to go to Borobudur Temple. Have you ever heard about Borobudur Temple, Andi? A. Andi, tidak pernah. Di mana letaknya? Apakah jauh dari Yogyakarta? Tidak pernah. Di mana letaknya? Apakah jauh dari Yogyakarta? Which means, no, never. Where is the location? Is it far from Yogyakarta? B. Danu, letaknya sekitar 40 km barat laut Yogyakarta. Tepatnya di Desa Boro, Kabupaten Magelang, Jawa Tengah. Letaknya sekitar 40 km barat laut Yogyakarta. Tepatnya di Desa Boro, Kabupaten Magelang, Jawa Tengah. Which means, its location is about 40 kilometers northwest of Yogyakarta, precisely at Boro Village, Magelang Regency, Central Java. A. Andi, berapa luas candinya? Berapa luas candinya, which means, how is the temple's wide? B. Danu, luasnya 2.500 meter persegi. Luasnya 2.500 meter persegi, which means it is 2.500 square meters wide. A. Andi, Borobudur itu candi Hindu atau Buddha? Borobudur itu candi Hindu atau Buddha, which means is it the Hindu's or Buddha's temple? B. Danu, Borobudur adalah candi Buddha terbesar di dunia. Borobudur adalah candi Buddha terbesar di dunia, which means Borobudur is the biggest Buddha's temple in the world. A. Andi, kapan candi ini didirikan? Kapan candi ini didirikan? Which means, when was the temple established? B. Danu, candi ini dibangun pada tahun 750 dan 850 Masehi oleh dinasti Salendra dan dinasti Sanjaya. Candi ini dibangun pada tahun 750 dan 850 Masehi oleh dinasti Salendra dan dinasti Sanjaya, which means the temple was established in 750 and 850 AD by Salendra and Sanjaya dynasty. A. Andi, terima kasih infonya. Kapan kita akan ke sana? Terima kasih infonya. Kapan kita akan ke sana? Which means, thank you for the information. When will we go there? B. Danu, hari ini jam 9 kita berangkat. Hari ini jam 9 kita berangkat. Which means, today we will leave at 9 o'clock. A. Andi, baiklah, terima kasih. Baiklah, terima kasih, which means, all right, thank you. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will introduce you to an Indonesian pop singer, Neno Warisman. Listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Matahariku by Neno Warisman. Happy listening.
Letih lesu, hentikan langkahku. Kegagalan datang dan datang lagi. Putus asa, kini di hidupku. Bahkan doa seakan tiada arti lagi.
Widoretno Warisman, or better known as Neno Warisman, was born in Banyuwangi on June 21, 1964. Since childhood, she has shown her interest in the world of literature, especially poetry and declamation. In 1978, Neno, who was then at 14 years old, successfully chosen as the poetry winner of Jakarta level. But later, she switched to the world of singing. In 1982, the name of Neno Warisman started sticking as a singer after popularized the song entitled Mata Hariku. 5 years later, the star's light grew brighter after she made a duet with renowned musician Faris RM in the song Nadakasi. In addition to the earlier two songs, a song called Asmara, composed by Guru Soekarno Putra, also bolsters her name. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Asmara by Neno Warisman. Happy listening. After she fairly well known as a singer, Neno then take part in the world of acting. Her acting debut began with a role as Sayakti in the film directed by Irwin Shah that ever aired on TVRI entitled Sayakti dan Hanafi. Another widescreen movie title she ever starred was Semua Sayang Kamu. The film, which was released in 1989, even drove Neno as a nomination as the best actress in the Film Festival of Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Kulihat Cinta di Matanya and Nadakasi by Neno Warisman, featuring Faris RM. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Kau, tiada
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.